Now it chanced that some of the woodmen of Brethil came by in that hour from a foray against orcs, hastening over the crossings of Teiglin to a shelter that was near, and there came a great flash of lightning, so that the howth in Eleth was lit as with a white flame. Then Turambar, who led the men, started back and covered his eyes and trembled, for it seemed that he saw the wraith of a slain maiden that lay on the grave of Finduilas. But one of the men ran to the mound and called to him, "Hither, Lord! Here is a young woman lying, and she lives!" And Turambar, coming, lifted her, and the water dripped from her drenched hair. But she closed her eyes, and quivered, and strove no more. Then, marvelling that she lay thus naked, Turambar cast his cloak about her, and bore her away to the hunter's lodge in the woods. There they lit a fire, and wrapped coverlets about her, and she opened her eyes and looked upon them. And when her glance fell on Turambar, a light came in her face, and she put out a hand towards him, for it seemed to her that she had found at last something that she had sought in the darkness, and she was comforted. But Turambar took her hand and smiled, and said, "Now, lady, will you not tell us your name and your kin, and what evil has befallen you?" Then she shook her head and said nothing, but began to weep. And they troubled her no more, until she had eaten hungrily of what food they could give her. And when she had eaten, she sighed, and laid her hand again in Turambar's. And he said, "With us you are safe. Here you may rest this night, and in the morning we will lead you to our homes up in the high forest. But we would know your name and your kin, so that we may find them, maybe, and bring them news of you. Will you not tell us?" But again she made no answer, and wept. "Do not be troubled," said Turambar. "Maybe the tale is too sad yet to tell, but I will give you a name, and call you Niniel, Maid of Tears." And at that name she looked up, and she shook her head, but said, "Niniel." And that was the first word that she spoke after her darkness, and it was her name among the woodmen ever after.